We started the Psukim, Tnu Oz Elokim, Ayisrael Ga'avasa V'uzo B'shchakim. In the Siddur Agra, he explains the flow of the Pasuk like this. Attribute all strength to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all successes, all accomplishments to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even though when you watch the Jewish people, it looks sometimes as if it's their own skill or their own power or ability that brings them their success. Like if you watch them fight the wars back in the days of Yeshua, maybe sometimes it might have looked as if they themselves were powerful. But that's only because Al Yisrael Ga'avaso, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to raise Klai Yisrael, and as he wants the Gaiva to be upon Klai Yisrael, he wants to raise Klai Yisrael in the eyes of all the Goyim. So he makes it look like they're successful and powerful, but really attribute it all to New Oz Elokim, attribute everything to Kadosh Baruch Hu. because really, Uzo Bashchakim, the power and the strength is really coming from the highest of places. Their ability to be victorious and win is Bashchakim. Shchakim is like higher than the heavens. It's from the highest of places. That's really where their power is coming from, and they don't have their own intrinsic power. That's how the Siddur Agra explains the flow of those Psukim. Another way to understand it is like this. Tnu Oz Elokim. Ayisrael Ga'avaso. That the Gaiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon Klai Yisrael. By watch, if you want to see Hashem's power within this world, watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all the centuries. And that's how you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world. And it's since he linked himself, his Kavod Shemayim, to what happens to the Jewish people. So by watching the Jewish people over the last 2,000 years and before that, so that's where you see the Gaiva of Hashem, the power and the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he protects them, as he saves them from things and guards them from things. Nora Elokim Mikdashecha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is awesome, and we could fear him. So one thing to understand from that, during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, and the first Beis Hamikdash, when Klai Yisrael would fight battles and wars, they would be unbelievably successful, and you would really see like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence within the Jewish people during the days of the Beis Hamikdash, as the pasuk says in Devarim. When Hashem dwells within your camp, meaning in the Mishkan or in the Beis Hamikdash, lahatzil lucha ulititchal oivecha lefanecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during that time when he dwelled amongst them, you saw clearly how he would save them and he would give their enemies over to their hands. That's in Devarim Kaf Gimel. And that's what's being referred to here when we say Nora lekim mikdashecha. You see the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the days of the Beis Hamikdash. That's one way to look at it. If that's pshat, so you could continue and understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu also, though, gives strength and power to his nation. Even without the Beis HaMikdash, you see it. We just saw it more apparently and more obviously in the Mikdashecha during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat, this is what Rashi says in the Pasuk, Nora Elokim Mikdashecha. We could really build our fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we see what happened to the Beis HaMikdash. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to destroy the Mishkan and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, both Batei Mikdash, because of the sins of the Jewish people, imagine what he's going to do to the Rishayim. Imagine what he's going to do to those that don't follow in the ways of Hashem. If that's what he did, that's how he unleashed his wrath, so to speak, on the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine what he's going to do to those that don't follow in the ways of Hashem. So Nora Elokim, you can get a yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimikdashecha, when you see what he did to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi says over there in the Pasuk. Also, Nora Elokim Mikdashecha, there were so many miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash itself that you would come to the Beis HaMikdash and that would build up your yira Shemayim. So Nora Elokim Mimikdashecha. And then there's a midrash that says, Mikdashecha, don't read it Mikdashecha, rather read it Mikudashecha. Those that lives are given up, Akedesh Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the tzaddikim very harshly and over the smallest of sins that they do, he meets out the strictest letter of the law in order to cleanse them in this world, that they could be put in a very high level in the next world. Nor Elokim Mikdashecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is raised up in the eyes of everybody else when we see how he punishes the tzaddikim, mekudashecha, those that are, their lives are taken at Kiddush Hashem, that also raises fear of Hashem in all of our eyes. The word ta'atsumos is like from the word etzem. Etzem is a bone. Like a bone is very strong. It's hard to break. So ta'atsumos is it gives tremendous strength to the Jewish people. So I note who noting owes the ta'atsumos la'am. Hashem is the complete and only source of strength of the Jewish people. Owes could also be understood as a Torah. Like Chazal explained, Hashem owes la'am o'yitim. Hashem gave owes strength to the Jewish people, and that owes is referring to the Torah. So who notin owes, Hashem gave us the really all of our strength, whether the Jewish people are powerful or not, or to the extent that they keep and learn the Torah. So that's the owes of the Jewish people, and He gave that to us. And one more point on these psukim, Rav Avigdor Miller, so he says like this, he says that just like we find that when somebody puts their bitachon on Hashem, then a Kaddosh Baruch Hu shows him more how he watches over him. When a Kaddosh Baruch Hu attributes strength to Hashem, then Hashem shows you more of his strength. When you look and yearn towards Hashem's chesed, then he shows you more of his chesed. So that's how we're tnu oz elokim. How do you give oz to Kaddosh Baruch Hu? By recognizing that all oz comes from him, and how all powerful that he is, and how you need his oz, then he shows you his oz. And therefore, al Yisrael ga'avaso, it's upon Klal Yisrael to bring a Kaddosh Baruch Hu's strength into this world by attributing all strength to him, then he shows it to you in turn. Okay, now we have a group of two psukim which refer to nekama three times within these two psukim. So the next group of psukim is Kiyan Nekamas Hashem, Kiyan Nekamas Ophia, Hinase Shofet Ta'aret Hashem Gemul Al Ge'im, which is also referring to the nekama of Hashem. That's a group of two psukim, and these psukim are actually in order. They're in Perek Tzadi Dalet in Tehillim, psukim Aleph and Beis. The Gemara in Brachos, when it wants to show how lofty of an idea Nekama is, so it says like this. It says in the Gemara Brachos, Lama Gimel, Gedola Nekama Shenitna Bin Shtei Otios. We can see how great Nekama is because it's taught over between two names of Hashem, Kael, Nekamos Hashem. So on one side of the word Nekamah is the word Kael. The other side is Hashem. So that shows that Nekamah is a big thing. Why is Nekamah a big thing? Because really in this world, as long as the way that Hashem is running this world is that He's saving the punishment for the Rishayim for the next world, or for when the Geula comes, but in the meantime, He lets them get away with what they're doing. And He saves the Schar for the Tzaddikim for the next world, but in the meantime, sometimes you could see them suffering. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence within this world is not as apparent and obvious and seen by us. It's hidden. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu shows the world His existence, that automatically is going to come with a nekama against the Goyim. When Hashem appears to the world, that automatically is going to come with a nekama against the Goyim. So that's Kean Nekama Sophia. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears with a nekama in this world, because immediately now you see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there all along. He knows everything. He sees, and the Shema are automatically punished. And we're davening that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kean Nekama Sophia just suddenly appear, suddenly just punish all of them for what they're doing, and make your existence obvious to all. Sophia is to appear, and we want that to happen suddenly. Why can't man take revenge? We have an issa lo tikom. We're not allowed to take revenge against people. That's because we can't guarantee that we know exactly how to take revenge and how far we're going to go, and our own personal interests aren't going to make us take it further, you know, and our judgment of the situation is based on our own biases. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is Keal Nekamos. He's more powerful than Nekama. Keal is referring to the power of Hashem. He controls his Nekama, and he's above his Nekama. He doesn't need Nekama for himself. So because he's Keal Nekamos, because he's more powerful than his Nekama, so therefore he's able to give out the Nekama within this world. That's why Keal Nekamos Sophia, he appears with Nekama because he's more powerful than Nekama. With Avigdor Miller, says like this, why does it say nekamos in plural? Because there's a special separate nekama for each person and for each sin that they do. So there's many, many different nekamas, every single sin, and each person in a different way. Kael is referring to the fact that Hashem is powerful and strong and nobody could beat that. Therefore, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge against somebody and their, or their sin, there's no way to run away from that, there's no way to escape it. Kael nekamos, if he plans on being no game, it's going to happen. Hashem, and that is that it doesn't just happen like an unleashed wrath and then it's like out of control. No, he's constantly doing it in a just way, exactly according to what that person deserves to have happened to him. So Kel Nekamos Hashem is that it happens to for every sin, to every person. You can't run away from it, but it happens in a perfect way, measured and justified. We refer to in the second pasuk over here, he nase shofei ta'aretz. Because remember, Avram Avinu referred to Kadosh Baruch Hu as shofei ta'aretz, lo yase mishpat, the judge of all the land. You judge the goyim too, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to save Sodom and Amorah if they have 10 tzaddikim. So shofei ta'aretz is referring to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu judges all the land, even the goyim. So how come you're not taking revenge against them? So he nase, raise yourself up, show yourself. Show your greatness to all the world by being the shofet ta'aretz, by judging all of them. Hashev gemul al geim, and return retribution, reimburse them, the geim, those that are hoardy over you and think that they could go against your will within this world and stand up against you. Judge them and show how you knew what they were doing all along. La Hashem HaYeshua Al Amcha V'Chasech HaSal. The third pasuk that's thrown into here is from somewhere else. It doesn't refer to the Nekama of Hashem. But we're saying like this, and even in the meantime, while we're waiting for you to take Nekama against the Goyim, we know that La Hashem HaYeshua, the Yeshua is in your hands. You decide when it's going to happen. We ask for it, but you know when the best time for the Yeshua to happen. And it's upon us just to bless you in the meantime, all this time, and know that everything is for the good. And that's something that's true and important to know, says the Siddur Agra, for each person in their own life and the things that they want to be saved from. La Hashem HaYeshua. The keys to your Yeshua are in Hashem's hands. Sometimes you could daven the right way for something, and you daven for it really enough, but Hashem doesn't give it to you because He knows it's not good for you. And we're acknowledging that by saying, La Hashem HaYeshua. Only Hashem knows what's a real Yeshua for us. And therefore, when He doesn't end up saving us or giving us something that we're asking for, Al Amcha V'Chasech HaSala, it's upon the nation to continue to bless Him anyway, to say Gamz L'Tov and know that everything is for the best, and not to lose any faith or in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to appreciate Him any less. Because we know that only He really knows what a true Yeshua is. La Hashem HaYeshua, it's upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. Well, that's His job. And what's our job? It's our job to continue to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He knows when the right time to save us is and what the right way to save us is. Okay, we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Shkoyach.